question about your opponent. I'm from Italy. Hi. You were down 3-love. There was the point for love in the fourth. Mm-hmm. What happened? It was maybe Paolo started to pull a little tighter. I don't understand what happened, because it was such a strange match. Neither of you did something special, but the break, mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, you know, momentum is a funny thing. It can change very, very quickly on just a couple points. And I saved break point at 3-0. I think I hit a couple, you know, good shots in that point. I think got him with speed a little bit. If I remember, he missed in the net. Yeah, and then, you know, you hold there. Suddenly, I had a little bit of a mental, not a break, but it's difficult to stay concentrated the whole match. So then, you know, beginning of the fourth, I was disappointed that I got broken. And then when I was able to fend off that break point and being down 1-3, I kind of got my focus back. Then, you know, obviously he had an opportunity to go up two breaks. He didn't get it. So then he's a little bit more tentative. And then I'm, you know, dialed in again because I wanted to get it in four sets. So, yeah, it's just, tennis is like that. It's just hard to explain, but if you, you know, have opportunities that come and go, and then momentum can shift pretty quickly.
So it was a mental, not physical. It was a moment.
Which part? Sorry, the part.
Yes, the first set. It was where the match ended, because if Paolo goes for love, who knows? But
I mean, I would say that, you know, maybe part of the reason why I got broken and even went down 3-0 on a break point was physical, which affects the mind also, you know. It's very, very, very closely connected, those two. And then, but like I said, yeah, so after I fended off that break point, then I had a bit of momentum and I played well, played solid from there on.
Thank you.